This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The conspiracy theory here is something called planned obsolescence. The planned obsolescence of Apple's iPhone is the topic of a column by New York Times economics reporter Catherine Rampell. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Okay, so I'm going to speak for the conspiracy theorists. Planned obsolescence, is it real?
You know, it's very hard to infer motive. A lot of the things that consumers like me complain about with our older phones have plausible and much more benign explanations, including that Apple wants to give us access to the newer features, 3D maps, you know, AirDrop, that sort of thing. And they're not deliberately trying to make our old phones break down, but that is just a side effect.
And also, we should note here, the iPhone doesn't work like a pair of Levi's. As it gets older and you use it more, it actually is degraded.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're careless with it and you drop it, as a lot of us do. But yeah, I mean, you don't really need an infinitely lived phone battery, especially if Apple thinks people are going to want to upgrade. You know, it's the same kind of thing with fashion, right? I mean, you don't need your skinny jean to last forever if you think that next year bell bottoms are going to be in.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah, well, that's a whole other can of worms. But the point being that you're probably not willing to pay for that higher durability.
But there are big powers at work here, right? I mean, companies like Apple and Samsung, they all need to keep making things that we want to buy.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. If you're a company, you want to sell more products. If you feel like you've reached very high penetration levels, you might try looking for new markets. You know, the alternate thing that you can do is try to harvest more sales from your existing customer base, which is why a lot of these planned obsolescence conspiracy theories come into play. I mean, the better strategy for Apple would be to get people to buy the new product because the new product is just so irresistibly awesome.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait for the phone that turns your skinny jeans into bell bottoms and then back again.
Maybe we'll see that soon.
Catherine Rampell is an economics reporter for the New York Times. Catherine, nice to talk to you.
Thank you.